Environmentalists, farmers, and irrigators could play a bigger role in creating long-term management policies for Columbia Basin salmon and steelhead. The government has asked two university programs in Oregon and Washington to act as mediators over the next 6 months, talking with more than 200 organizations, states, and tribes in order to find a better way of managing fish. Correspondent Aaron Coons has more.
Dams, overfishing, and development are among the reasons for a decline in Columbia Basin salmon and steelhead. 17 of these fish species are now federally protected as endangered or threatened. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, is the federal agency charged with coming up with a long-term plan to increase those fish populations and see that they can be sustained. NOAA is about to write that plan. That led to its one-page letter addressed to more than 200 people and groups in the Northwest. Barry Thom is the author of that letter.
Hopefully, I think people are optimistic we can go through this assessment. We'll get some new ideas. We'll get some expertise focused on the issue and maybe be able to chart a new course.
Thom is the deputy regional administrator at NOAA. He says one reason NOAA is reaching out to the community is because there's so much going on in the Northwest to advance the scientific understanding of what these fish need to survive.
We are learning from the fish. We're learning from the science. We're learning from what the interests and values are in the system. And that's the piece we want to pull together.
It's important to note this long-term salmon recovery planning is separate from a parallel effort that's been in the works for 20 years. That is a plan to operate dams without jeopardizing fish in the Columbia Basin. It has been challenged in court and subsequently reworked over the past 20 years. Trout Unlimited was involved in that case. It's one of the original 13 salmon advocates that challenged this plan in 1992. Robert Masonis from Trout Unlimited says his organization walked away last year from the legal conflict because it wants to seek a collaborative solution.
It's timely that NOAA has taken this step because it's something that we signaled last year when we stepped out of the litigation that we were interested in pursuing.
Masonis says even if the salmon and steelhead discussion does become a collaborative effort, it could still take years of open negotiation before everyone agrees to a long-term recovery plan. In Boise, I'm Aaron Coons.